This poem is called Night Terror. I lie on a mattress on the floor, wide awake in a dim hotel room. The faint ticking of the clock makes me drowsy. I crawl through the door, stumble into the hall, and settle onto the rough carpet. Locked out, cell phone inside, my heart drumming. Frantically, I try to get back in when I see a man in a black jacket. He strides toward me, and I sprint down the hallway, down the stairs, down into a trap between two new men. They hold me down, laughing, and strangle my throat. Helpless, I watch them slip my skin. I wake up to my alarm clock shattering like glass. As if by instinct, I stand up and scan the room. No longer a hotel, my apartment. Without knowing why, I leave my room. Next door lives a man, and I enter his room, baseball bat in hand, as if pushed. Pictures of me are tacked up on the wall, four cameras angles on a TV screen on the other. I watch the quiet of the empty rooms of my apartment. A bald man, hidden in the shadows, appears, stern-faced, gun in hand. I watch him pull the trigger. My alarm clock fires off its alarm. Six times this happens, and I die each time. The last nightmare occurs at the bottom of a pirate ship. Sitting on a bunk bed, eyes wide open, and nightgown on, I stand up and stumble across the floor. I hear voices. Maybe it's the devil. Go upstairs, go to the edge of the deck. I end at the edge of the rail, ready to jump. The icy cold waters call me. Moments before I jump, strong warm hands grab my waist and pull me back to safety. The sudden jerking calms me. I find myself curled up cold on my floor, teeth chattering and the taste of salty tears. Slowly, I crawl to my bed. Hiding under my quilt, I sob and sob. I will experience this again, I know. I get nightmares often, twisted pieces of my days. My daddy comes and holds me. As he prays, I shake, and tears stream onto his strong arms. He holds me until finally I drift asleep. Night Terror.